Wow! Hacks is back for season three. How does it feel?
Watch this. Hacks is back on Max.
Hacks is back on Max.
Hacks is back on Max. Hacks is back on Max.
Okay, let's do. Imagine me, a woman with a late night show. Pat, how was your experience? That would never happen. Imagine not because of me, it was because of no woman.
Taylor Tomlinson, Lily Singh.
I know, but they're not being given couch, and they should be given couch.
They should be given
Taylor
couch.
Taylor should be given couch.
I give great couch.
I that give would great be, couch.
That would be such that a would be joke such, in yeah. like 2013.
The subway ad would be like, she gives great couch.
We're here to talk today about the show Hacks on HBO Max.
So, hey, Pat, I'm late night. If there's a world, imagine a complete fantasy land, a utopia.
Well, it's funny that you say this because, you know, season three of Hacks really deals with Deborah's coming off of a huge win at the end of season two, and it was so fun to write.
Well, you got to keep dreaming.
I do think season three is the best season.
That is so exciting. Yeah.
And so,
well, I have to say, your clip, I'm floored. You're such a great actor. It's so funny. It's so well done. Like, the timing is exquisite. Like, it's so like. Tonally, it's just so
directed by Lucia Aniello. Yeah, so good. She's such a good director.
I was gonna say you were so well directed in that clip. Yeah. Like, tonally, it's just even. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and then they just make it is so nice when I mean I've only been in a few things on screen, but it's nice when they make you look good. And I think that
you
they
look
do
great.
A really good job.
And Hacks is back for season three. And sorry. And what I'm excited about, and you know, I'm so excited, is that so is the official Hacks podcast,
right, which I was also lucky enough to appear on.
Yes,
there's no video component, but I did show up looking absolutely next Tuesday, just in case. But so just know as you're listening to it that I look fully see you next Tuesday the whole time.
And other guests include Hannah Einbinder, of course, Jean Smart, and Jay Smith Cameron, the director of photography, the costume designer, and other members of the cast and crew. And you guys are all talking about the creative choices that went into making the show. Is that right?
Yes.
And thanks for joining me on my late night show.
Yes, we were talking about where it was fun when I went on because like we were talking about that day of shooting and like how it was. And then we also were just talking about like, as viewers will know at the end of season two, Deborah and Ava part ways. And and there is quite a bit of finality to it where many people thought it was the end of the show. So we talk about like what that process was of like coming back and deciding how we wanted to bring them together and like and when we should and that dance. And it actually is so fun. I do love TV writing. It is really fun to me, and it's so fun to talk about that process like a year later.
Pat Regan, everybody, thank you so much. Thank you so much. So you are going to get to hear all those stories. If you like that, there's a whole podcast about it. It's not this one. It's called the Hacks Official Podcast. So y'all, don't mess around. Watch my friend's show, Hacks. I'm not actually in it, which is okay. So watch Hacks and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcast. All right, love you guys.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Dating and love, seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment.
With Kat
and Pat.
1, 2, 3.
Hey!
It's kittycatcappuccino.com.
It's patregan.net. .net.
I have a few things to say. One, I just got throat fucked to hell, and so my voice is like, you know why?
Why?
This is me. I can't talk about what happened, but something happened Monday night that made it one of the worst days of my entire life, and I've entered into.
Do I know of what? It?
No, I haven't told you.
Thing? Oh no!
It's not like no one's dead, so it's fine. But I'll tell you later, but I have fallen into an incredibly deep depression. The performance I gave on the street, it was the kind where people in New York are like, are you okay? Like, because I was crying on the street. I was like sitting on curbs. I was like in Soho, like screaming into my phone. And then like, this girl was like, do you need help? Do you need me to call someone? And I'm like, I'm on the phone.
Oh my God. Was Brian with you?
No, I was alone. It was absolutely...
That's better, because when a straight couple's together and one of them is upset, not a good look. It's hard for everyone.
It was great. You know, the good thing is when I got... I was walking to meet some friends who I really felt like safe and comfortable with for martinis. And so I was able to kind of have a meltdown, blast my ass with three martinis, pass out.
Did you know I have never had a martini, and now I never will unless I relapse, which I'm doing right now. I want the fans to know I'm relapsing live on air as a stunt. It's a publicity stunt. I'm relapsing live on air.
I don't think you would like them, so it's okay.
Really? Why? Because I don't like olive?
Well, it's just like taking a vodka shot, essentially, in a cool cup.
But with olive in the mix.
It is good. With olive in the mix, it is... You don't like olive, though.
Yeah, I don't like olive.
It's very olive. But some people do them just like straight vodka with like a lemon twist. But it's literally a drink for alcoholics. It's like you get it and you have one and then you're like, okay, finally I can like relax.
Dorinda has them. Dorinda definitely has them.
The point is, but I was so depressed this morning that like we kind of tried to have sex and I wasn't feeling it. So I was kind of just like, fuck my face until like you come. And then I came too.
Oh my God. To not
Sometimes all it takes to come is to get your face fucked.
To not be feeling
and
it.
And that's canon.
To not be feeling it vaginally, but to be feeling it. My face fuck is an interesting space to be living in. It's an interesting space to be habitating.
Less that I was like feeling it in that way. It was more like I want to make my partner come because, you know, I've been like crying in his arms for 10 years.
Yeah, so, God. And an awkward. So I do like swallowing cum. Okay, now we're really being a sex podcast. At this point, sometimes we really just had to be a sex podcast.
I know. Sometimes we're literally a podcast about like nostalgia and Go-Gurt, and sometimes we're a full blown like triple X rated Pornhub sponsored pod.
Remember Jenna Jameson?
Yes, I remember that so much.
In the 90s, actually. It was huge. To just say the name Jenna Jameson was huge.
I was like, that's a porn star.
Yeah, you don't see like celebrity straight porn stars anymore, do you? No, you don't.
No, and like no. I mean, there's some I know about who I guess are like famous in like the porn world.
Yeah. One time, there's a porn star that me and Angela used to see in a diner that we go to a lot.
Cool. Who?
Yeah. Wait, but what was I going to say? Oh.
I recently found out that a friend of a friend paid to have sex with a porn star, which I literally celebrate.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's funny, on The Batch currently, there's like... They, for no reason, they brought in new girls, like for truly no reason. And it is because The Bachelor himself is very, 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 very boring this year. And
oh, is that it?
Sometimes that makes them panic and overproduce, and that's kind of what they're doing.
Mm.
But what I will say is there was like a rumor that one of them's an escort. But the way that she said, like, there's one of them who looks like the mom from Parent Trap, like, it's like, I know her from Chicago. And everyone started messaging me, basically, like, my whole life, everyone's been messaging me, watch out for her. And the reason they're saying watch out for her is because she, how do I say this, entertains men for money. And everyone's like,
oh, my God.
And then she's like, the girl's like, I'm not an escort. The girl's like 24 years old. And
it'd be amazing to be an escort.
I know. It's like, we're not in that place anymore. And I guess like that woman in Chicago doesn't know about yet that we don't like absolutely hate sex workers for no reason anymore. You know what I mean?
It's very Midwest to not know that we as a community don't hate sex workers.
Yeah.
But you know what else? It's so funny, the idea of like your whole life someone messaging you about a girl to stay away from her. It's totally. Like, no, that's not true.
I know. Literally one person like showed you her picture. I was like, I don't like this girl.
Yeah.
And you're like, watch out for her because she's an escort. Because she entertains men for money.
I was laughing so hard about, do you see Stephen Phillips Horst tweet about what it's like to have a conversation on The Bachelor?
Oh, no, I didn't.
It was just like a back and forth that's like, I think because I have, and they're like, yeah, personality. And it's like, this time is so special. And it's like, I'm feeling that with you. And that's like the whole thing.
Yeah, totally. I mean, this Bachelor is really, really struggling to be interesting, I will have to say. But wait, do you like swallowing cum? Is that something that you're like okay with?
Yeah, I swallow cum. I swallow cum.
I'm like a classic. I'm like a classic 2004 person who doesn't like actually really doesn't like it.
And really?
The other day, yesterday I actually got head, and then.
Congratulations!
Thank you. Yeah.
Was it from your boyfriend or from one of the Shark Tank?
Oh, it, from
participants.
It was not for my project. It was actually for my relationship.
It was personal. It was not professional.
It was a pleasure, not business. And
okay, I'm on an airplane.
And then he was jerking off kind of over me on the couch, and then he was going to come. He's like, put it in your mouth. And then I guess I made a face that was like, I don't have a poker face. And I guess I made a face where it was very, very clear that I didn't want him. And he's like, and as he was coming, he pulled it away. And it was like, you don't want him. No, no, no. And then he's like walking to the bathroom. He's like, you suck. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
You suck. That's so funny.
I do suck.
Wait, pause really quick. What are you doing tonight? You want to go out to dinner or something fun? All right, bye. Thank you for carrying my trash. Keep that in. That's life. That's a slice of life for me. Love you. That is so funny, yelling "you suck" as you walked to the bathroom, shaking cum off your cock.
I know.
Oh my god. Yeah, swallowing cum for me, it's kind of like a rare occasion because normally it obviously goes within the walls of my pussy.
Yeah.
But
within these sometimes, four walls. What about those? You know, it's very like the 90s for there to be a song called like In These Four Walls. And then like, it's like, you know, she's actually went in the walls of her pussy. Like, that's what the song's about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, actually what it means is F-U-C-K me.
Oh my God. Angela loves to talk about how that song doesn't make sense. And it's like, yeah, no one's claiming that song makes sense. You know what I mean? That wasn't Britney's goal. Britney didn't set out to make a song that made sense when she wrote F-U-C-K me.
You are making me want. It is very 90s.
I went through a phase where I could not get 1, 2, 3, Peter Paul and Mary. I'm 89 degrees and it's cold in between. And
What's that?
It's like, are you in living in sin is the new thing.
I don't know that.
It's a song about threesome that actually Britney wrote.
Oh.
That Britney wrote. Oh, I'm going to go ahead and say Britney wrote that song.
Brian, I have new couple friends that were like, why don't they want to fuck us? Even more so than the ones from, where was that? On the road trip, yeah.
Wow. Are they straight or
gay? They're so gorgeous. We made friends with this really hot straight couple.
Wow. How did that happen?
It's like, I have to say, over quarantine, I've made some amazing new friends.
That's incredible.
You find yourself in scenarios you wouldn't normally be, or like, oh, well, like these people have like this like backyard roof balcony or whatever, so we're going to go to their house. And all of a sudden I'm like, okay, we're family now.
Oh, I don't know about that. Like no one's, I don't know about that. I've been thinking about people that I just like literally haven't seen in so long. It's like so strange because
they're dead to us.
Well, I didn't realize that so much of my life and interactions were incidental because of like being on shows mm-hmm. with people. So like, then to be like, oh wait, no, I actually haven't seen you in like fully a year. It's like, oh
yeah,
like,
crazy.
Like, did we ever know each other, and will we ever again?
But I feel like, yeah, so far the whole year I've only seen like you, and then like my little pod of college friends and home, and like my friend from home who I see.
Yeah, I'm really proud of myself because I did a really good impression of a housewife last night on Instagram. And
oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's Meredith from it's not like doing well or anything. And that's okay because I didn't do that.
You know what? Look at me in the eyes. Videos don't do well anymore. We're post videos.
We're post videos doing well.
You know what's so funny is that like, oh wait, I did see your face just came up in a wig. But it's funny, this is what just came up on my feed, is your face in this amazing wig.
But I want Meredith because her voice is very ASMR, and I feel like as someone whose voice is also ASMR, like I feel community with her.
Oh, I gotta watch. So what I'm thinking about videos right now is, unless you're one, like, it's funny right now. I posted like a photo of my face, it gets, you know, 4,000 likes. I post like a poem I was so proud of that I worked on for like a whole day, and it's like 200 likes, and I'm like, this isn't right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's okay. I've famously detached from external validation, so I'm like, Let them eat cake. Let them eat cork.
Me and Angela keep seeing this guy like around, and we think he's closeted. And I always see him like trying to strike up conversations with strangers. And I feel like it's a thing that people closeted. Well, Angela claims that the guy cruises him, and I've never in my life gotten cruised by a single person. Angela says it's because I put out a non-sexual energy. So very Charlotte being like, she's putting herself out there. But I feel like this one guy who's always trying to talk to strangers that we see like walking around, like I think it makes me realize that like I always say closeted people are always like searching for community. Like anyone who's trying to like be friends with random people is like closeted, I feel. So anyways, we call him Searching for Community. That's his name towards us.
Because he's trying to befriend y'all. He's like a neighbor.
So I'll get back to the apartment and be like, oh, I saw Searching for Community. And anyways, shout out to him. Shout out to Searching for Community.
Shout out to Searching for Community. So we have this new segment.
Oh. Wait,
first of all, have you seen my, I'm literally wearing Juicy Couture pants right now.
Oh, that's incredible.
My new friend Haley, who runs the famed Instagram account, Mrs. Dow Jones.
Oh, I love her. I love that. I love that woman.
We have to get on the pod. She's so fucking funny.
I did a talk hole with her one time, the show at the Chinese restaurant.
Do you see this?
Yeah, that's incredible.
They say assets. Yeah, she's so funny. And we just met up and we just walked across town. That's a great quarantine hang, just a long, brisk walk across town. So we got to get her in the mix.
I didn't know you knew that girl.
I know that girl.
Yeah, I know that girl too, but not very well. I only was on a show with her once, like 2 years ago.
Well, now it's time to connect.
Yeah, and I've always thought she was funny.
So funny. Well, you know what I was going to say is that we have a new segment on the pod, and what should we call it?
Questions for help. I think
is that what we used to call it?
I think we've used to call it that.
I like that. Questions for help.
Yeah, questions.
But now it's audio. So now it's like oral questions for
oral
help.
Oh my god, yeah.
Questions for help.
I'll never ever forget when I found out about AURAL, the other RL, because it was when I was in high school and this kid Danny McShane, shout out. He actually won Jeopardy several times. Maybe you'll remember.
That's crazy.
Maybe you'll remember him winning Jeopardy several times from 2012. But he was telling something about this band that he saw, and like he was kind of making fun of them, and he was saying how like the drum player was like drumming with like rose petals, so like the petals were flying off, and you could like smell it, and he was like, they're trying to do this thing where it was like visual and like nose. What is that, like I don't know what the nose version of aural is. And he's like,
is it also aural, like with a different vowel?
Probably.
No. I know. No. We gotta know this. It's what is? Oh. What's it called? It's like oor.
Odor.
Does Allison know? Does Hot Rooster Allison know?
What is the oral version of nose? What is the oral version of nose?
I'm Googling oral version.
What's so crazy is
I like, know exactly what you're talking about.
We don't know because there's not a sex you can have. Like everyone knows the mouth one because there's a sex you can have of it. And we only know the ear one.
Oh my god, wait, how do I even search for like this? The mouth one.
Olfactory. Anyways, this band. Like,
yeah, we don't have olfactory sex.
This band. Yeah, we don't have olfactory sex. Imagine. This band wanted it to be like an olfactory experience and an aural experience. Of course, kind of the traditional experience of listening to a band is very aural because you use your ears for that. Use your ears to listen to bands.
Aural, and then there's oral. And then there's
olfactory. Is so interesting because it's like, say it with me, old factory. It's implying.
Yeah, and I would have sex. I would have sex in an old factory, but I wouldn't have sex in my nose hole.
Olfactorily.
I would not hold.
The adverbal version.
We're creating a new tongue twister for drama students. I would not have olfactory in the old factory, but I would have fuck in the old factory.
Olfactorily. But I would olfactorily fuck in the old factory. I love
No, orally. I like doing it orally at the old factory, but I would never do it olfactory at the old factory.
Yeah,
so if you're a drama student, like definitely pick that up.
Yeah, if you're a drama student, you can use that when you're.
What are the other holes? Oh, eyes. What's eyes?
That's visual. Visual. Yeah.
Okay,
visual.
That's classic.
Yeah,
that gets a lot. That's a lot. That gets a lot of airtime.
Yeah, it definitely does.
The idea of doing something with your eyes.
Anyways, letters for help.
Oral letters for help. So this is the first one. So basically what's happened here towards us is that hot producer Allison, who is, once again, let me remind you, my blood relative, my cousin on my paternal side, Which means she famously doesn't know my cousin's mom. We kind of the famous relationship we talked about earlier. She doesn't know very much about my cousins and the maternal side. Okay, got something in my throat. Maybe it's fucking cum, dude. So anyways, as I was saying, if you have a question for us, you can call 917-243-1302 and leave a voicemail.
Okay, I don't have a question. I just have statement, comment. To see that you released a new full episode today just lifted a weight off of my shoulders. I needed you so bad. I've just been deciding that I'm going to listen to all your old episodes, so that's what I've been doing, and just fucking cracking up. But I'm so happy that you released a new episode today. I love you both. Thank you for making me laugh so fucking hard. I love you guys. Bye.
Okay.
Oh,
now,
my God.
So now hot producer Allison has put us in the near possible situation of responding to a compliment on air.
I'll no gladly respond to a compliment on air. I want to say, here. I wish whose girl name was that? They wow. didn't leave a name. So we'll call her Missy.
You should have kept her on the phone so we could trace it. I love keeping someone on the phone so you could trace it.
Keep them on a little longer. Keep them on a little longer. We got it. That girl's name is Missy. She's an absolute queen, Missy. Thank you. People don't know, like, every single nice comment and nice message, I have to say, means so much to me. Like, I think people don't even know. Even just being like, haha, yeah, I'm like, thank you. That positive energy right now when we're all alone in our houses is like so fucking powerful. So thank you, Missy. I love you. Can't wait till we can hang if you ever reveal where you are located.
Yes, thank you, Missy. I love engaging with old episodes. I connect with your journey because I'm listening. I'm watching old episodes of, as I've talked about publicly many times at this point, Real World Road Rules Challenge, i.e. The Challenge. And, you know, I am at Rivals too. And so I would love if, and I guess, I don't know. I get it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you guys are the same. You and Missy have a connection, a cosmic connection.
Yeah. What does cosmos mean? Just the cosmos? Stars? When someone's like, the having cosmos. To do with,
I think it just means having to do with anything beyond our planet.
Yeah, I guess. What about ethos?
But ultimately, I don't know. That's different. Ethos is like, okay, wait, this is, okay, I'm actually going to sound stupid. Isn't ethos just like my whole deal and what I believe and like what I stand for?
Yeah, that's what I think. But then, and then what is pathos?
Pathos is like feelings.
Okay.
Pathos is like depth, right?
For some reason, I really like those three words, ethos, pathos, and cosmos. They make me feel kind of excited about the world in which we live.
That's so true. Let's get merch that says ethos, pathos, cosmos.
Yeah, for no reason. Like, for no reason, that's our merch.
Okay, wait. This is great. Hopper's Allison. Okay, ethos. Ethos has to do with ethics. Pathos has to do with emotions, essentially. And then cosmos, I would have to say, is unrelated to both of those. But it sounds the same. Oh,
really? Yeah, it definitely sounds very similar.
Cosmos is such a good... It's not overused. Do you know what I mean?
No, it's not.
A lot of these words would be... I don't want to taint it by using it too much.
Definitely, I don't want to taint it either.
It's the whole universe.
Do you believe in alien?
Okay, so on aliens, I have a lot of thoughts. My main thought is that I would be stupid to say I don't believe in them, but I don't care about them.
Yeah, oh yeah, so that's so basically for you, aliens is what ghosts are to me.
Exactly, it's aliens like, yeah, sure, are they're to probably me there, but
they're of no business being in my life.
But ghosts are like so fascinating. Aliens are like, okay, if a green blob walks down the street and tries to attack me, I'll be like, well, now this is something.
But why have we assigned green to aliens as a color? It's so funny how you've done that.
It's so fucking funny how you've done that. Well, especially in one of my favorite movies, Signs. The aliens
I love
not.
Signs. I remember
but the aliens are kind of green in Signs. They're kind of sinewy.
I don't remember what the aliens
they're
look like
green
in
and sinewy. Let's see.
But
aliens?
What I will say is, see, I find aliens much more interesting than ghosts.
Really? Go on.
I just think I don't know why. I would be more scared of an alien than a ghost.
Why are you scared of aliens?
Because I don't know. I guess I believe in them more.
So that's a good point. So on my road trip, I listened to a lot of like supernatural related podcasts. I think it was actually called Supernatural because it's with this girl named Ashley Flowers, who I'm obsessed with. She's like, it's Ashley Flowers. And I'm like,
oh my God,
that's the best name I got for this gal. I love it. but she does a great, like a lot of the episodes are really good. She organizes the episodes into like themes, like some are about ghosts, some are about like freaky things in the world, and some are about aliens. And I listened to one alien one. Every alien story is essentially the same. It's the idea of you get beamed up and then they do some kind of like operation on you or some kind of surgery to like learn more about the human race. And then they let you go and you don't remember it. But then you can recover it doing hypnosis.
Oh, weird.
So I'm not scared of getting operated on and then forgetting it.
I'm definitely scared of getting operated on and then forgetting it.
I would love someone to mix stuff up around here.
I don't want to be mixed up.
Whatever the current arrangement, this Tetris hellhole of a body I live in, definitely flip the pieces. Please, God.
I've never gotten surgery and I certainly don't want to start from an alien. And you probably don't even... The main appeal to me of getting surgery is kind of like perfectly legal painkillers. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Also, the rush of getting surgery, which I've only done once, is that they do the cute thing where they count you. They put you on the IV
drip. Yeah, I never done that.
I love it. They think it's so like a dad joke trick. They're like, count down from 10 and you'll be asleep. But by the time you get to like 7 or 6, you're already asleep.
Wow. I would love that feeling.
It's dad joke
being
in that
so
way.
So tired. I would love that feeling of being so tired that you're like literally you're like truly going to sleep.
I know. I feel like sometimes I just get drunk so I can, like, get tired.
Yeah, I mean, Wait, did I tell you my new thing of where I now have to do old New York Times crosswords while I watch TV? Because my brain is still too... When I'm watching TV now, my brain still is too stimulated by, like, the world around me that now I have to watch like, old TV and also while I'm doing it, do old New York Times crosswords just to feel enough like I don't exist. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. Last night I was trying to watch TV and I kept just like crouching in different positions in my apartment because I cannot sit still right now.
Yeah.
Wait, do you know what I want to share with you? Have you been watching Bling Empire on Netflix?
No, I haven't watched new shows ever lately.
Okay, it's so fucking good.
Really? I have to still watch
Industry.
It's
so good. Oh, totally different vibe. Industry is like amazing. Prestige television, sexy, hot, porny, we love.
Yeah.
Bling Empire is a reality show about super rich. They're like, this is the real crazy rich Asians. And it's just like friends in LA being like, we're so rich that they're fighting about like diamond houses in Paris.
Oh my God.
But one of the girls, her daughter is named Jador.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes.
That's insane. You know what? I'm not moving forward with.
What?
The Americans. I couldn't connect.
Yeah, people love that, but I haven't even tried.
I had to make the choice for myself to not move forward with it because it was boring me. But I should like it because it's spies and it's wigs and it's karate, which is my favorite, kind of all my favorite things, Oprah's favorite things, but make
these
it
these are a
spies,
few of my sound
and,
of music.
And you know what? I do like watching Keri Russell because I always think about like... I always think about that time in human history where it was really popular to say this sentence. Did you know actually Keri Russell was in the Mickey Mouse Club with Brittany and Christina? And Brittany and Christina always said Keri has the best voice of the three.
Wow, I didn't even know that. I'd never heard that sentence.
There was a point in human history where it was very, very popular to say that sentence.
At this point, I'm wondering if I'm ever going to be able to have a career in entertainment. Considering the fact that I was not in the Mickey Mouse Club.
I know.
If you don't have the Disney stamp of approval as a teen, it's really hard to get your whole career off the ground.
Right. But you are also, it does seem like Disney doesn't give quite enough support in the mental health space to their talent. I will say
that. That's true.
I will say that. And I love Disney. I'm part of the Disney family in many ways. But
love Disney or care about it.
Okay, it's no secret that I like to be absolutely unique, different, and wear gorgeous pieces that no one else has. I've been going on Curtsy to shop so much, and I'm finding the coolest stuff.
Yeah, like, I don't know if you know about me, Catherine, but I am exploring the world of drag, and my same-sex sexual partner is exploring the world of drag, and we love gorgeous women's pieces, and Curtsy has exactly what we're looking for.
What is your closet missing? Tie-dye? A shacket? Maybe some thrasher? Whatever you're looking for, Curtsy has the latest styles you actually want at a price point you can afford. And I love Curtsy because you're shopping from real women who have your size and style. It's so easy to use. I found some amazing deals. It's cool. With the Curtsy app, you can get thrift store prices delivered to your door. No need to sort through thousands of items that aren't your style or size. It has all my favorite brands like Urban Outfitters, Nike, Princess Polly, Champion, Free People, and Levi's up to 70% off. And the other thing is that Curtsy has actually made the selling process so easy. Like, I can get rid of old clothes I don't want anymore, and literally anyone can do it. I never know how to price my items, but Curtsy suggests a price, which is so helpful. And if you don't have a printer, they'll mail you a shipping label for free, which I adore. And the coolest part is when you get to instantly cash out to your debit card. I've loved using Curtsy. I found some gorgeous items that are about to be shipped to my door. I cannot wait. So if you want a sustainable way to get Brandy, Urban, Champion, and Lulu delivered directly to your door, download Curtsy today and enter promo code SEEKTREATMENT for 15% off your first order. Just search Curtsy in the App Store, spelled C-U-R-T-S-Y, and enter promo code SEEKTREATMENT for 15% off your first order. So go ahead. Download the Curtsy app and enter the promo code SEEKTREATMENT. Don't you think, Pat?
I think I would actually agree, and I would support everyone using this incredible new platform.
Well, hey.
Hi, you guys. It's actually Patrick on the line.
And it's Catherine by his side, like a steadfast wife. You know, one time is the last thing I'll say in my life. I remember when Anthony Weiner was first found
out
what he did. We were watching the news and his wife was standing by him. And my dad was like, why the hell is she still with him? And my mom was like, for better or for worse.
Oh my God. Your mom's ride or die.
My mom's a ride or die wife.
I had the distinct pleasure of being in UCB Sketch 101 during the Anthony Weiner fiasco. And you can imagine when Topical Week came around, the absolute fun people had in that assignment.
It's wild.
But anyways, we actually didn't even sign on to talk about Anthony Weiner, which I know can sound shocking.
Oh, sorry.
But we wanted to first and foremost let our listeners know that we are doing, we've joined the kind of ranks of people that are sadly doing virtual live shows, and we are doing that on February 19th, and we would encourage you to come and watch and participate and engage for once.
And we're doing it through the amazing Dynasty Typewriter, and we will have our special guests, Bri and Ange, aka our currents, and we're going to chat with them. We're going to do a Valentine's recap, kind of chat about love, live, and laugh.
And this is incredible news. There's going to be, and we don't understand this yet, there's going to be some element of interaction with the audience, and we don't know what that is or means. So know that.
And what time is the show? I'm going to go ahead and say 5 p.m. PST, 8 p.m. EST. And you can on Dynasty Typewriter's website or on our Twitters or whatever.
Yeah, my Instagram, if you feel like going there. And it's actually a link in my bio. Like, I felt comfortable kind of throwing back to... You know, the olden days. I'm gonna link in my bio.
Yeah, so we'd love to see you there, and we'll definitely talk with you and stuff.
Yeah, we'll definitely see what's going on that night.
And it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be intimate and cozy.
Yeah, it's gonna be intimate and cozy.
And the link is in the episode descriptions.
Okay, all right, bye.
So see you there. Love you.
You know, everyone's talking about this song, Driver's License.
I heard it one time on the radio when I was on Long Island and I was driving. Kind of a famous time to hear a song is when you're driving. And that's why when you actually live in New York, you don't actually usually hear Top 40 because you don't drive. And, I'm getting word. I'm actually getting word in my earpiece.
We're getting word from our headset.
I'm getting word in my earpiece that we actually have a VM about the song Driver's License, which I don't get. So why don't we listen to that VM?
Hi, can you talk about Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo? Because ultimately, it's going to go ahead and be a song about boy, sex, fucking, dating, and maybe even love. So it's your sweet spot. Thanks, love you guys.
Yeah, I don't get, it's like...
First of all, I love that person. I love the way they were talking towards us.
It's kind of a sexy little voice, that person.
I know, I think we're going to have group.
Yeah, I would like to have a group with that person when, of course, it's safe to do so.
Can I start real quick, Pat, about this?
Yeah, please.
Because two nights ago, I was like, what the fuck is this? Why is everyone obsessed with this? And I felt so taken care of because someone wrote this hilarious, dare I say, truly hilarious article for W Magazine being like, let me explain Olivia Rodrigo to mature people. And it was all about like, who the fuck is this? And like, where'd she come from? And it was like an oral history. It was an olfactory history of Olivia Rodrigo. But basically, she's a Disney Channel girl. And
oh, really? What Disney Channel was she on?
She was on a Disney Channel show about YouTubers. So it's so far past our time that I cannot see. I can't turn my head around that far. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I have a pretty good knowledge of even current day Disney stars, but I don't. Let me see if I recognize her.
She's also in the new High School Musical, the Meta High School Musical reboot that's on Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah, I've seen commercials for that.
So the song itself, I don't care for it. I'm actually in this place where I'm really, really sick of pop music being so fuzzy and sad. It's like fuzzy and sad used to be my sacred thing. I'm in college. It's 2009. It's fuzzy and sad in the indie sphere. And now it's fuzzy and sad within the pop sphere. And I come to pop to be like cheered up for one single second, not to be like, I'm gonna sing your world so yes,
Okay, I'm using the search engine that I I didn't tell you. I invented a new search engine called Google. You guys have to try it out, support my business. And I used actually my own invention, Google, to find out that she was on Bizardvark, which was a show that I have seen. And I do think that she was talented. She was talented in that show.
Yeah, the whole W article was kind of about how like she actually is talented.
Yeah, she was talented as an actress in that show. And her co-star, I remember being very talented in that show.
But it was scary because I was like, Brian, I was like, she looks so young. And he was like, yeah, bitch, the whole song's about her getting her driver's license. She's like 16. And I'm like, it seems too young to be it seems too young.
This song deals with someone, a man in her life, telling her that they're going to like drive around together when she gets her driver's license. But then when she gets it, he's actually doesn't care about her anymore. Is that what the song is that the story? Is that a story the song is telling?
I don't know kind of the narrative arc of the song because I didn't really listen to it. Should we play, Allison, should we play a clip from it? That could be kind of fun.
Yeah.
We're getting very organized here.
My driver's license last week, just like we always talked about, because you were so excited for me to finally drive up to your house. But today I drove through the suburbs crying because you weren't around.
Okay. I think I've heard enough.
So basically, the guy went to college is what I'm getting. So this is a story of a man who went away to college when he was senior, she was junior. She gets her driver's license over the summer. He's like, sorry, I'm actually at Villanova University.
My main thought is like, talking about getting your driver's license, I mean, when you're about to get your driver's license, you talk about it with everyone. It's like, it's not like it's our special secret thing with my like teenage boyfriend.
Yeah, it's not very emotional. No. What I will say is, for me, driver's license always will make me think of the Killers, actually, our famous friends who touched us because
I forgot about them.
For some reason, that I just was always listening to when I drove to school senior year.
I fucking love the Killers. They're so good.
It was
the
album where it was like, he didn't look a thing like Jesus, buddy. Hong Kong, Hong Kong, gentlemen. Like you remember when you were young.
I fucking love the Killers.
But yeah, that woman was playing. I remember, so basically what happened was when I was home on Long Island, I was driving in a car and it was the radio woman. I love a woman who's on the radio who's like talking between songs. And she was like, okay, you guys have been talking about this song all weekend long. Let's play your favorite new song, Driver's License. And then she played it. And I was like, is this like a joke? I was like, is that lady doing a joke or something? Like,
it's so depressing.
Yeah, whenever a song like uses the word suburbs, it's always an interesting choice.
Well, one of my favorite albums of all time, Arcade Fire, The Suburbs.
I was gonna say, yeah, but also, what was I going to?
The suburbs,
I mean, the girl's very much playing a game of Taylor or Lord with the whole country and nation.
Oh right, that's what everyone kind of has been DMing us about.
Yeah.
To me, that song is more Lord than Taylor.
Oh, definitely. But I could also see it being a certain, like, When would that be? I guess 1989, Taylor. No, I guess that was too poppy and upbeat.
I just think Taylor, like, she's just really singular, and I just don't. This song feels like an amalgamation of, like, 20 other pop songs that I've heard before.
Do you think that she, Olivia herself, sat down, pen and paper, and wrote the song? Or do you think, like, her agent called you up and was like, so we got a new song that we actually bought for you. It's going to be, like, great. It actually deals with, what if you got your, it actually deals with the situation of getting your driver's license and, but your boyfriend went away to college. And
so it's double. Like, it's double.
And
drama.
She's like, yeah, that does really speak to me. Yeah, I would love to do the song. And then he's like, okay, so let's get into the studio and start recording it.
So this W article implied that she writes her own music and that she's a real talent.
That's cool. I mean, as I've already been on record saying, I think she was talented in Bizarre Bark.
I guess for me, when I think the reason why I'm not saying Taylor is because when I think young Taylor, I'm like, she has to hold a guitar.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like this girl is kind of encumbered by holding a guitar.
No, and Lord would never hold a guitar.
No. But Lord would sit at a piano.
Would she? I feel like she's always like dancing around like the rainforest.
Yes, but I think she would and has been sitting at. I think she would and has at some point, as we've heard her and not been able to see her, been sitting at a piano.
Okay. Fair enough.
Liability.
You know what I was always thinking about? When I saw Arcade Fire live in this park, I was with this. I just met this like kind of ragtag group of friends, and there's a lyric in one of the songs. It goes, "It's like I wanna." I'm not doing a good job. It's like I wanna have a daughter while I'm still young. I wanna hold her hand and show her the world before all the damage is done. Obviously, the tune's not coming to mind. And the guy was like, I really connect with that lyric. And I was like, why?
Oh my God.
You really want to have a daughter before the world ends? I'm like, why?
I really connect to that lyric. Wow, I hate that person.
He was really connecting to that lyric. And I was like, that's not the one I connect to.
Arcade Fire makes me think of actually that story that I even already alluded to of the band who played drums with rose petals, with roses. They seem like a band who would do that.
Sure.
There's like 80 of them. Arcade Fire is one of those bands that's 80 of them that you see that you don't exactly know how many of them until like do SNL one time.
When yes.
And then you're like, oh my God, there's so many of them. And then you wonder how much money everyone gets. And you start to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For me, Arcade Fire is a band where you see how many of them are. And like, wait, so like, are they each rich in their own special way? Or what's the deal here?
You know, you're really, it's hard to know like who is actually rich.
Oh, definitely.
Because I don't know. It just seems so hard to actually get rich based on my trying, based on my personal trying. Like sometimes you get something and you're like, this will be really lucrative. And then you're like, oh, that's kind of what I got for that. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Meanwhile, people on Twitter were like thinking I was a billionaire this summer. I was like, God, honey, if I was a billionaire, I wouldn't be on this fucking website, you psycho. Go to a hospital immediately and get help.
If I was a billionaire, I'd buy Twitter and shut it down immediately.
Oh, my God.
That would be an incredible use of money to like buy Twitter and make it.
That now every time that I log on to Twitter and Brian like looks over my shoulder, he's like, ooh, I love this website.
I haven't been tweeting very much lately.
No, it's not fun. Should we get another cue in the mix?
Yeah.
Hi, Kat and Pat. My question is, how do you get over the embarrassment of having your own podcast? I started one earlier this year, and my boyfriend brought it up in front of his friends, and I was immediately embarrassed. I mean, it's just something fun. It's not like a groundbreaking podcast or anything like that, but yeah, just how do you get past that?
Yeah, you never get past that, what I will say. But it's like grief, you know what I mean? You never get over it, ever, but you learn to live with it. And you learn to live with the embarrassment of having a podcast. I always say I wouldn't wish having a podcast on my worst enemy. Yeah, I don't know.
Podcasts, yeah, it's like if it comes up in conversation, people know your podcast, then it's obviously so fun. And if they don't, then it's obviously so mortifying. You're like, yeah, it's about like, what's it about? And I'm like, well, we kind of talk about like whatever's on our mind. And like, my friend's just really funny. And they're like, yeah, I bet, you fucking dumbass slut. Well, you have to just like, embrace it.
But also when someone has listened, do you think podcasts as a medium do how do I put this? I do think it makes people feel like they know you really well. Mm-hmm. Something about the way that people experience podcasts, which is in a way sometimes like not always. Sometimes it feels like you have to remind people that they never have met you before. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes I just want to respond to every DM I get and be like, I never have met you before. Just I just want to make sure we all know that, and then let's continue this DM conversation. You know what I mean? I don't mean that to be a bitch. I just mean like sometimes it feels like people legitimately don't realize. I remember one time in the beginning, I quarantined, someone sent something rude to me, and I was like, I just remember I literally said like, I never have met you before, exclamation point. They're like, oh yeah, I know, I'm sorry. And then like they were apologetic, and I was like, oh, I think you really didn't realize that. You know what I mean? Like So that's a struggle every single day.
I don't mind it when people send messages that are nice. When people are like, hey, like, what's the fucking deal with this? And I'm like, I don't know you, and I'm trying my darndest every day.
Yeah.
Every damn day. But oh, I would say just
I've never used this marker, peach.
Okay. But I would say to that guy's question, it's kind of like, what am I thinking of? I'm kind of thinking of like when you're tubing behind a boat.
Oh my God, and you're it's been a long second
and you're on the inner tube and you know you just kind of have to like hold it to stay on for dear life. I would say just like hold your podcast close and like get ready for things to be a little rough and tumble, but ultimately water is more nourishing than dangerous.
Keep your friends close, your enemies closer, and your podcast closest.
That's
kind of complete the saying.
Yeah.
Did you get any superlatives in high school?
Yeah,
I didn't get any. Should have gotten Best Sense of Humor. Wasn't even nominated. It was too low profile. If you're from my grade in high school and listen to this, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, who got most Best Sense of Humor?
Like literally some guy who probably like was on like wrestling and like
yeah
was loud and like that was his whole thing. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, actually.
That you had to be loud in high school if you wanted to get Best Sense of Humor, and I just wasn't willing to be loud.
Yeah, you're willing to like take your shirt off and be like boop 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 and like punch yourself or something.
Yeah, I wasn't willing to go there, and so I didn't get Best Sense of Humor. I wasn't awarded that.
And they would never give it to a girl. Girls aren't funny. No. Girls well, are
for
not
us,
funny.
For us, they had there was a every award had like boy version and girl version. So very kind of supporting that gender binary. Yeah.
Your high school is extremely problematic.
Yeah.
But mine was like, I had such a small high school that they like gave everyone a little thing.
That was my eighth grade yearbook. And I actually did get Best Sense of Humor in eighth grade.
Oh, nice. But why don't they say funniest? Because Best Sense of Humor implies you like have good taste in like comedy movies.
Totally. I know. I know, but that's not even like a superlative issue. That's like a huge issue with our society, is using sense of humor to mean funny.
Oh my God, it goes so much farther than eighth grade.
It goes so much farther than your work superlative.
A good sense of humor, what, like you know when to laugh? Like, yeah, that's like pretty basic.
It's funny, like now I'm thinking of it and I'm remembering, like even in my eighth grade yearbook, there was like one of the categories is like best eyes, and you have to vote for a boy and a girl, and there's nothing quite like being like a closeted eighth grader like thinking of like which boy you should put down for best eyes. It's like, am I gonna get arrested for this? You know what I mean? Like, should I choose someone who I actually think doesn't have good eyes just to kind of go unnoticed a little bit longer?
Best eyes, that is so fucked up.
I know.
Best eyes,
to make a 13-year-old be like, who of your peers has the best eyes? Choose now and choose wisely. And it's like, oh, okay. Because
you will be talking about it on your podcast 20 years later.
And you will be mortified by it.
I should win best eyes, that being said.
I'll never forget the kid who won best hair, too. Like, because there's a boy and girl best hair. And this is, I'm still going to eighth grade. Like,
best hair.
And it was just one of those kids who had the classic, like, flip cut. You know what I mean? Like, the, gelled up front.
Totally.
Like, I was like, yeah, he does have that, and I guess that is kind of what seems to be hot to everyone, but like a lot of guys have that. You know what I mean? Like, what makes his so special that he got best hair?
What I think is so damaging about this is that it's almost like at eighth grade, you almost don't yet fully understand what society thinks is good and bad. Like, it took me a long time to know like what a good butt looked like, and I was like at peace not knowing. Like, guys would be like, she has a good butt, and I was like, I don't, those butts look the same to me, and that looks the same as every butt I see. And but then years go by and society just hits you over the head with, this is what's good, this is what's bad. Like, I don't know if I would know what best hair is in the eighth grade.
I mean, I don't know that anyone did. We were all
like, I'd probably pick a girl with like stick straight hair because that's what I wanted, but that's not the best.
I don't remember which girl got straight hair, but again, similar to the boy, like it was probably just someone with kind of like just like very blonde typical hair. Typical, basically, like you just have to be the most typical you could possibly be, and then you were celebrated.
Well, that's how you—that's how you get success, actually, in our country in the entertainment industry as well. You kind of just have to be as typical and matter of fact as possible, and then they're like, yeah. "Wow, this is groundbreaking."
I always remember I was like walking down the hall and I saw my guidance counselor, who was the girl, who was the woman who tallied the votes for Superlative in eighth grade, and I was like, "What did I get? What did I get?" And she's like. She's like, let's just say y'all be laughing at what you got. I was like, okay, I got this.
You got best lashes?
No, best sense of humor. But you'll be laughing.
Oh, laughing. Like, oh, because I was like, you are known for having great eyelashes. And I was like, the idea of having a separate category for eyes and eyelashes is so, so crazy.
That would be incredible. I'm starting an eighth grade school. I'm starting a school.
Just eighth grade.
I'm actually starting a school that only does eighth grade. And we're having best eyes and best eyelashes in our year.
And that's the only superlatives.
That's the only superlative.
Have I talked to you yet about how obsessed I am with like an Italian sub right now?
Oh, no, but of course. I mean, why wouldn't you be?
So though, divine.
Though when I'm at a party, my move is always to go for, and there's a, like, what we in my region call a hero, because it's kind of a famous, the idea of a long sandwich is a famous kind of regionally, regional dialect topic where it's everyone calls it something different. Mm-hmm. What do you call it? A hoagie?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways, we call it a hero, and you and there's always Italian and American, and then some sex freaks at their graduation parties will have like chicken cutlet, and those sex freaks I celebrate because I love the chicken cutlet one. But when it's just the Italian American, I always go for the American.
Interesting, American.
And there's always that like plastic thing of mayo. It's turkey cheese roast beef.
Oh,
lettuce, tomato. Yeah, ham, so it's what seven.
It's hoagies. Heroes Sub. And subs.
And Grindr in New England.
I've definitely never heard of a Grindr.
Yeah. Kind of Grindr seems gay.
Grindr implies like smallness, like something's been ground down, like beef even.
Yeah, I don't know why they call it that in New England. That would I don't know why they do
I
that.
I remember when I moved to New York and I found out what it means to get something like on a roll.
What did you think it meant before New York?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Really? So if you wanted something on a roll, how did you communicate that?
I wouldn't have something on a roll. I would have a sandwich.
They don't have rolls in Texas?
Well, I mean, for sandwiches, you just go to, like, the sandwich places.
Right, but is it all, like, sliced bread?
It's not, like, delis. There's no, like, there's not a lot of deli culture.
Wow.
Like, you would, so my, like, you would be, like, yeah, it would be a lot of sliced bread. It would be a lot of sliced bread.
Interesting.
Unless you go to Subway or like Schlotzky's or Quiznos, which is actually really good.
Quiznos? It's been a minute since I have
Quiznos. And Schlotzky's are both good.
Quiznos was huge because they were the first people that came out on national commercials and were like, we toast. And that's important to us.
Have I talked on this pod about the place I used to go with my ex-boyfriend in New Jersey called Just Subs?
No, but it sounds incredible.
It is the best sandwich place in the world. There's a few it's a franchise, but small Jersey-based franchise. If you guys know about Just Subs, please DM me so we can just like talk about it. I'm thinking of renting a car just to go because they're huge and they're so fucking good. Okay.
That's incredible.
Another question maybe?
Yeah, another question. Now that we've answered the question of how do I stop being embarrassed in my podcast by talking about sandwiches for truly 7 minutes, let's go ahead and move on to the next question. Now we've solved that man's problems. Let's move on to the next question.
Hi, Kat. Hi, Pat. Love you both. Hi. Kat, you're famously my Houston, Brooklyn sister, so we're twins. It's fine. I have a question for both of you. I want an opinion. So do you think that it's psychotic to be like goo goo gaga over someone that you've never met, specifically someone who literally doesn't live in the same country as you and paid on a hookup app to message you because they thought you were cute. And this person is literally so hot. Like I thought they were a catfish at first, but now we've been talking on and off for like 8 months, probably almost a year. And we can't meet because of obviously the pandemic, but yeah, he's literally so cute. I'm like, goo goo gaga, but I'm like, why am I doing this to myself? Because he literally doesn't even live in the Tri-State area. So, yeah, I want opinions. I want to see your thoughts. Let me know. Thanks. Love you both. Bye.
Bye.
Wow, I love this question because I've been watching so much 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, I've never actually seen 90 Day Fiancé, but I do know that Trishelle is in one episode of it. But what I think is that no, that's not cool. Wait, so he paid to message this person on a hookup app?
What I kind of heard when I heard that was like, oh, did he like you? I think you can pay for like a certain kind of Tinder where you can like talk to people in different locations.
Oh,
so I'm wondering
I see.
If that's what this guy did. My main question is, are you guys FaceTiming as well, or is it just texting?
Because it could still be a catfish, but I don't want you to believe that. I want you to open your heart up to the idea that it's not a catfish. And I don't think it's crazy. I mean, I don't think it's crazy at all. I think,
especially at a time like this, I feel like just enjoy it. And like at the same time, keep your doors open and your mouth and your holes open to people in the Tri-State area.
Once I fell in love with a person on Twitter called Tristan.
How'd that go?
And I still follow him. He didn't like me back.
Oh,
I could tell.
That's crazy.
I could tell by how he was with me.
That's crazy.
But I forget how I even found out about him. But I found out about him in like 2014 and started following him and then fell in love with him on Twitter kind of like throughout 2014. And now I still follow him, but I'm not really in love with him anymore. Obviously.
Yeah, I would say don't ask yourself whether or not it's crazy. I would say just enjoy it. But when the time comes, but I just hope it doesn't close you off to meeting someone in your area. Like, I think the issue can be, and I've done this before, where you're talking to someone long distance and all of a sudden it means you're not being present in your own life. You're not really connecting with your friends who are around you. And I just hope you're being conscious of that. Like, I would sometimes like not go out with friends so I could like stay in and talk to my British lover. And that ultimately is like, you know, stupid.
Well, I do think you have to always be on the lookout for the famous group of people called sexy singles in your area. Kind of a famous, famous demographic. But I don't know. I think that you should meet this person and have sexual intercourse with them if that's something that you actually want.
Hi, Kat and Pat. My question is simple. I was wondering what you guys thought about plant culture, people having a lot of plants, and that's pretty much what plant culture
is. This is an incredible question. And
I love this question.
It's definitely something that's affecting me right now. Like, I don't believe in letting your space feel like so taken over. Like, I think you should have like one plant. Like, Angela wants to put so many plants all over. And when a leaf touches me in my home, I do not feel safe. And I think that you always meet a straight couple that like has let plants take over, and then it's like the what do they call it? The loonies running the asylum. What do they call it? That phrase. Do you know what I mean?
The teacher becomes a student, but make it crazy.
Yeah, it's like obviously not like a you know, very sensitively worded adage, but there is an adage. It's something about like that, like the animals running the zoo or something. Like the plants need to like. You should never feel like, for me, you should never feel like a leaf might touch you inside of your space, because that to me is really scary.
To me, it's just like, it's the plant shit is so annoying. It's very much part of the like minimalist culture of having like one tan couch and a sheepskin rug and then like no belongings. And it's like, that isn't real. And it's always people who also have like six kids. And it's like, you don't have six kids, a couch that isn't comfortable, and 40 plants. Like, fuck off. That's not the reality that we live in.
Wait, you think minimal people like lots of plants?
Minimal people like Instagram minimal blog people like plants, like succulents.
Oh. See, to me, plants are the opposite of minimal because they're like overflowing and they can't be controlled and they're growing. Plants creep me out when they grow in certain directions. It's
oh my god,
it's so alive and can make its own decisions. That to me is so scary, the idea that a plant might decide which way to grow for some reason. And Angela loves plants and he's always trying to like buy new plants. But I will say that I did in a plant store buy a cactus, just a small cactus for my desk. And that to me is safe because a cactus really isn't sentient and it can't choose which way to grow. I don't think it can. And it just is so contained in this little pot. There's no leaves that are spilling over trying to touch you.
I love when plants decide to grow in a certain, in a weird direction. I think that's the fun. I love when plants cascade over like a refrigerator door.
Oh, I hate that. It makes me think like, I don't know what it makes me think, but what I will say is like my Angelo's old sublet person that he lived with like had plants in the shower. Like there was a plant hanging kind of on the shower, so mm-hmm. the leaves were like draping down, and the water would I would get really weirded out if the water touched the plant and then dripped onto me. I think it's like I honestly think it's from an old episode of Goosebumps I saw, but I'm convinced that like mm-hmm. the water is gonna carry like chlorophyll or something like into my eyes, and it's going to like affect me and like turn me into like a plant or something.
Interesting. You know what? It is the last thing I'll say about this in my whole life, but, and I know this sounds bad and I know this is rude, but I think pre-quarantine, when I saw a lot of plants in someone's apartment, I was like, oh, this person doesn't have a lot going on.
Really?
I'm like, this person doesn't really have a life.
Wow.
If you're home enough to like water that much plants.
Yeah.
Well, do you guys agree or do I sound like a bitch? I mean, I guess I probably do, but it's
no.
It's okay if I do. When people make their, like, I'm just like, oh, so you don't have, like, other stuff going on. Which is, I guess, now I'm kind of learning that there's nothing wrong with that. Like, life is about the present moment. But, like, before I was like, get me to the nunnery, but make it a party.
Yeah, I don't, I do think sometimes too many plants is symptomatic of a certain shortcoming. But I would never want things that I had to water every day. But my famous cactus, which is famous on this podcast and the fifth lady of our show, very, very seldomly needs to be watered because cactuses famously live in deserts.
I don't like cactuses. Cacti.
I didn't think I did, but then once I got one and put it on my desk, it has been helpful.
When we went to Joshua Tree this summer, our dear friend, the pod, Merrick, like ran off on his own, and when he came back he had like six massive cactus needles sticking out of his knee and they like wouldn't come out. They were like twisted in, and it was so funny because our dear friend Pat Riley was like, I know someone we can call in Joshua Tree who can like pull those out of your knee. And Merrick was like, yeah, or I know someone too. It's me taking a shot of tequila and ripping them out of my knee.
I never knew that cactuses really did that. Like, I've never known a cactus to act. I thought that was kind of cartoon cactuses only.
It was fucking scary. And he was in a lot of pain, and they were really twisted. Like, it was crazy because you would pull them, and because of the way they were twisted, they wouldn't like come right out. You had to like twist them underneath the skin. It was grotesque.
Did he knee a cactus?
Well, he kind of ran off, and when he came back, there was just this like dense area, and I think he didn't even notice. Like, there's so much vegetation there that the needles just kind of, he didn't even notice he got pricked until they were. Until it was too late. It wasn't the getting pricked. It was, I think, the removing them that was painful.
Wow.
You know what I'm addicted to? I have my new thing is getting. I don't know if this is good or bad, but I get Whole Foods delivered. I just don't care anymore actually what anyone thinks of me, but I got Whole Foods groceries delivered, and the groceries are 90% me getting seltzer delivered.
Me and Angela always say we need a seltzer service.
Well, it's great because it's so heavy to carry it from to your apartment.
I know. I wonder how expensive it is. Is it like much more expensive to have groceries delivered? Like, what is the financial aspect of that?
No, it's literally like the same if not cheaper than going to like fucking whatever bougie ass places next to my house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, there's that one Instacart who famously fired all their employees who tried to unionize. No one used that.
I didn't use that.
Yeah, no, I know. Instacart is some app that apparently like some of its employees tried to unionize, and it immediately just like fired all of them, which is kind of famously illegal.
Everyone is bad.
Every company is so fucking rude. It's crazy.
Companies are some of the rudest entities.
This is a company. The definition of a company is like being literally the worst fucking person in the world, and then like having a 24-year-old work for you and like respond to tweets online in a polite way. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
That is what a company is, first and foremost. I'm reading this book that I'm really enjoying.
What is it?
I think popular. I think it was a bestseller.
That's okay.
Such a Fun Age.
Kylie Reed. Is that the author's name?
I forget.
I literally have it in my stack to read right now.
Yeah, I'm really liking it. You'll like it.
I heard it's really good. Amy, who's my Kylie book girl, Reed, recommended it.
Yeah, Amy's both of our book girl.
Yeah, I actually just made this little like video interview thing talking about my book, and they're like, one of the questions was like, who recommends books to you? And I'm like, it's all about Amy Solomon. She should start like, I mean, she's the busiest woman in the world, but she should have, I guess she posts on Insta sometimes recommending, but everyone should be so lucky to have a friend like Amy who recommends.
Yeah, books like you that. Need someone to tell you which book to get sometimes, because it can get really overwhelming when you go in there.
And yeah, sometimes the covers look so enticing and like you think you're going to like it and then you're asleep.
There is a trend going around in book covers that's tie-dye. Right now, mm-hmm. It's all about having a hardcover book that's like tie-dyed and it's called like Untamed or something.
Is that because I told you, did I tell you I read that memoir Stray by Stephanie Dandler?
No, but I did order a book I think you told me about.
Which one?
What is it called? It was by like Marnell or something.
Oh my god, yes. I literally cannot believe you haven't read. I'm so excited for you to read it. It's canon. It is the funniest. You can't put it down. She's amazing.
What's her name again?
Guess what her name is? Kat.
Wow.
Kat Marnell. I subscribed to her Patreon because I like reading her articles because she's just completely unhinged and so like not afraid to be herself.
That's incredible.
I know, which is brave, which is rare.
Should we do one more letter from for help and then
letters for help.
I think get fuck out of here.
Hi, Kat and Pat. First of all, I love you guys. This is iconic. I'm living, I'm breathing, I'm dying for you. I love this. Okay, so my question is, I recently befriended someone because, I don't know if it's a people pleaser in me or my desire to be accepted or loved, I don't know, but she needed a friend and I said, sure, I'll take a friend, whatever. It turns out she's actually kind of a bad person. She's a Trump supporter. She says really ignorant comments. She just kind of is intolerable. Her presence is, it drains me. It's too much. And since we're coworkers, I have to see her at work, and she's constantly asking me, when are we going to hang out again? And I just cannot stomach to be around her in an outside setting where I'm not being paid. So my question is, do I tell her up front since she keeps asking me? Or do I just tell her that we don't vibe? How do you say that nicely? I just, she's not taking my hints, and I don't know what else to do. I'm kind of tired of her bugging me about it. I say I'm busy. I say I need me time. I said my dog needs to get his tonsils removed. I don't know. She just won't. She won't accept it. I don't know what to do. Do I keep ditching her? Do I just quit this job? Help.
Oh my god, I feel so bad for you. This is a famous
situation in which there's nothing you can do, basically. You basically just have to keep making up lies and like feeling shitty, and then like eventually she's gonna call you out on keeping lying, and then she's gonna be like, you could have just told me. But if you do tell her, she will literally be like the worst person in the world. So there's actually no path, you have no path forward here.
That is so true. Is you really can't win.
When you don't like someone, there's actually nothing you can do without like being like a bad person. You know what I mean? Like you have to just
lie,
like everyone, or lie. You know what I mean? Like there's no way you could like not enjoy someone and let that be okay.
It's kind of like how on Love Island, they're always like, if you just like asked me like you want to go for him, like I would not care at all. Like it's totally cool. It's like, no, if I'd asked you, you would have freaked the fuck out. So it's like, if you tell her up front, it's honestly going to cause more drama and might like leak into the workplace. I think you have to just keep being fake lying. Busy. Yeah, I mean, I'm avoiding so many people right now.
The only thing you can do is just keep being fake busy, keep lying, and then at a certain point she will realize that and she'll be really mad at you for, like, doing that, but it's actually your only choice. So you just have to, like, continue doing what you're doing, and then she's going to, like, call you a bad person eventually. And, like, others will be on her side against you.
Sorry that it's not advice you'd probably want to hear, but it's just, like, we live in a world that
we acknowledge the situation that you're in, and it's like truly when you don't like someone, there's nothing you can do. When you don't like someone and they like you, you have no power in that situation. It's really crazy.
I will say, yeah, like stick to your guns, and like I'm really big, I think especially now it's like if you go to hang out with a friend, you should leave feeling like uplifted and like in a better place you were than when you first got there. And I know because I this happens all the time, but you go out for coffee or whatever, someone you don't know or like a friend you don't really aren't vibing with at the moment, and like you leave just feeling like worse, that you can't have that. So stick to your guns, do your thing. I used to be this girl. I used to be this special little girl who never ignored text, and now I'm like, you have to just sometimes you have to just
yeah And you have to gesture with this woman, it sounds like. I wonder what their job is. I'm actually dying to know.
Definitely DM us and tell us what your job is.
Yeah. For some reason, I need to know what your job is to fully know what to do about it. But yeah, my main thing is that there's nothing that you can do. It's going to be a huge source of misery for you moving forward. And that's just kind of what it is to exist near, around, or adjacent to other human beings.
Exactly.
That was amazing advice that I just gave.
That was great advice. It is hard. It's so hard. Okay, I have therapy in a second. So before we go, do you feel hot today?
I woke up and I was cold. We have to think of that. And for some reason...
we have to think of that.
When I feel cold, sometimes it does make me feel hot.
I totally agree. I know exactly what you mean. It makes you feel like...
But I'm glad that we did this a little earlier than we planned, because it'll hopefully get me on a good sleep cycle. But this will be the day where I walk around like a zombie person, haven't gotten enough sleep. And when you're tired, and I keep waking up with, as Angela calls it, Paige Davis hair, which is when for some reason my bed head is on such angles, you know what I mean? That it's Paige
this
Davis.
This will be. Spaces. Yeah.
And so all in all, I do feel hot, actually. I do feel hot. I don't.
But that's okay. Do you have a crush of the week?
Oh my god. Oh yes, I actually looked this person up when you had to. Oh fuck! Now I lost it again. You do yours first.
Oh okay. Let me think. Oh, mine's the cast of Bling Empire, particularly Anna. She's unbelievable. Oh, but it's also the. Okay. It's also Cherie, who named her baby J'adore. It's such a good program. I really want to talk to you guys about it.
Okay, my crush of the week, and this was reminded of me by Driver's License Girl, because that made me look into what Bizarre Aardvark was again and try to remember it. And my actual crush of the week is a girl named Madison who was her co-star in that show, who I always thought was such a talent whenever I would see her. And I don't know what she's up to these days. Madison, who, if you're listening, what are you up to these days? But I really thought, oh, she's doing well. She has 763K Instagram followers.
Wow, when you have three numbers, that's really big.
When you have three numbers and a letter, that's huge.
Three numbers and a letter on Insta is massivo.
But I don't know what kind of work she's been doing, but I always thought she was she was in Shanghai Fashion Week. I always thought she was so talented. And here she is, a picture of her and Olivia. I wonder what it's like for her kind of seeing her old Bizarre castmate kind of blow up in a famous song about a driver's license.
I know. I'm holding my driver's license because I'm driving in my car.
Woo!
Ooh, okay, lastly but not leastly, are you Mar.Mar?
No, I'm not mad. Of course, we're doing this earlier than originally planned. But as I've said, though I'm tired today, I'm hoping that this will kind of be what saves my life and makes me kind of always wake up at 9:30 a.m. and be a normal person.
It's hard to do that. Yeah, I didn't. It's so funny. I don't know why I refuse to put my Wednesday therapy in my calendar every Wednesday. I'm like, oh, shit, I have therapy. I'm dreading it. This is the kind that makes you do homework, and I didn't do the homework. So it's
My therapist's new thing is every time I go, being because I used to never go, and he would always be like, I'm not, he'd I always be like, are you mad? And he'd be like, do I seem mad? And I'd be like, no, don't turn, I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm I'm checking in. And then, but then he would always say, whenever I talk about how I sometimes can't engage with people or kind of shut out the world, he'd be like, yeah, I've been on the receiving, sometimes I would be in my office and, you wouldn't show up, Pat, and that hurt. And, he would make me feel bad about it, in retrospect, and I'd be like, okay, yeah, I asked you if you were mad about that. Right. And then, but now I've been really good about going on Zoom, for 2 months. I think it's because I'm doing this new eating disorder woman, and she is what I'm annoyed about now, because she's too much, emotional energy. So my therapist is kind of just when there's a new person who makes you feel uncomfortable, so the old person, you just feel comfortable.
I know. My other talk therapist, I'm like, oh, this is
this is child's play. Now. This is child's play.
It's child's play talking to this girl now. I used to dread talking to her. Now I dread talking to the other girl.
And it's what's funny is for a couple things are funny. For one, he keeps being like, what changed? Pat, you're showing up. You're showing up now. And I have to ask, what changed? What clicked? Something clicked with you. And I have to be like, well, I just don't like the new girl now instead of not liking you. But also, I'm literally excited on Friday to, tell my therapist I didn't go to her so that he can feel, so that he can be like, wow, all those times he didn't go. Like, he can see my side. I'll be like, yeah, I was just feeling really overwhelmed. I didn't go. And then for some reason, I'm thinking it'll flatter him that I've been showing up to him. And there's a new person I don't show up to as much. So I'm excited for that gift to give him on this Friday.
Absolutely.
All right, well, that's my story.
If you're wondering,
that's my story and I'm sticking to it.
Yes, girl, stick to those guns. If you're wondering, I'm not mad at you.
Oh, yeah, are you mad at me?
Not even a little bit. Actually, I was so pleasantly surprised when I was kind of like, can we do 10? And you were just like, sure. I was like, wow.
Why not? I was like, why not?
What changed, Pat? You're really showing up lately.
What clicked with you lately?
No, I love you. I love y'all. Allison, too. We need a little, you know what? You know what needs to happen is that Allison, Wishbone Production needs a little song.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so by the way, if you guys like what we're doing here online, definitely take a second to like and subscribe to our podcast, Seek Treatment, as part of Wishbone Production. And
what's the story, Wishbone?
How about Wishbone? Wishbone. How about
But do you remember the show Wishbone?
With the dog?
Yes, and the song, the theme song was "What's the Story, Wishbone?" Dun, 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 dun. You don't remember that?
I don't remember that. Wishbone. I think that should be it. Like Wishbone.
I can't do that.
Try.
Wishbone.
I think that's perfect.
Okay, cool.
Wishbone. All right, love y'all. Peace out. If you're boring,